Now, it's an historic day in New York City today, with former President Donald Trump becoming the first president ever criminally charged. We're going to cross live now to our US correspondent, Rebecca O'Neill, who is on the ground in the Big Apple to bring us all the latest on the upcoming Trump arraignment. Rebecca, lovely to have you again. It is a huge day ahead. And remind us, first of all, if you don't mind, what is all this about?
Yeah, good morning, Alfred. Great to be here. Just another quiet, nice, chill day in New York City. No, the circus has come to town, Africa. It's absolutely nuts. It's been nuts around here the last few days. So basically, it's Trump's arraignment, right? And these charges stem from a hush payment to porn actress Stormy Daniels. And this was back in 2016. It was in the lead up to the election then. And it was allegedly disguised as legal payments to his former lawyer slash fixer, Michael Cohen. So like, hush money, right, isn't inherently illegal. But the prosecutors have thought so. The official charges are still under seal, right? So we're not going to hear the official ones until the arraignment a little later on. But the prosecutors, it's expected that they'll argue that $130,000 payout. So it effectively became an improper donation to the Trump campaign, you know, under the theory like a benefit is its candidacy because it silenced Miss Daniels. So that's one of the tactics that they're expected to take a little later today.
It's gas, and we still don't know really, as you said, the details of the indictment, but we will later on. There was breaking news there overnight about his court appearance. So what is the latest on that? What's the judge rule?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, as we said, so the DA, Alvin Bragg, he's kept the charges under seal until the arraignment a little later. But there was a big splash last night. A leading journalist here, Michael Isikoff, he's basically come out and said that there was 34 felony counts for falsification of business records. And this was bumped up from a misdemeanor, right? It made quite the splash. Now, again, it still has to be confirmed, but it seems, you know, that the sources are good on this. Trump came out and went absolutely nuts on Truth Social about the alleged leak, you know, and something else that broke late last night, Africa, that has all the news outlets in a total dizzy here, right? There was a ruling from the judge that video cameras aren't actually going to be allowed in, right? So he is allowing still cameras to be there to take some pictures before it all kicks off. So it should all happen at 2:15 today, right? And ironically, it was Trump's lawyers who actually asked for this. They said that they didn't want it to be a circus. Like, all right, guys, you know, it's totally how you roll, you know, under the radar, discreet DL. But now the big talk has turned towards whether the judge will issue a gag order. And that as well will also be something that we're just going to have to wait and see to find out. So, like, will he, you know, will Trump be under this gag order and not actually be able to speak out about it?
That's really interesting, because wasn't it earlier in the week, at the end of last week, he was kind of talking about doing the perp walk, as they call it in the States, you know, doing the big PR splash of coming out in handcuffs and all that kind of thing, which would have roused his base. There's no doubt about it. But that looks unlikely to happen now.
Yeah, it does. So, but it's funny you should say that, actually, Afri, because there's been reports here that he was actually offered to have this done via Zoom. So this has been reported by a number of outlets again overnight.
Oh, wow.
And he actually turned it down because he knows the value of this, you know, this splash and like you said, this publicity to his base. So, I mean, it's been an absolute circus here yesterday, right? He flew from Mar-a-Lago in Trump Force One. It was carried live on every network. It was truly mental. Like, I was walking around the city and you could just see people stopping and watching this. And then, you know, you had his son tweeting a picture of them on the plane being filmed. Watching the news of them on the plane. It was just really, really mad, right? So he flew in. There was a big crowd gathered in NYC, you know, touchdown in LaGuardia. And there was this really funny, quite an iconic shot of his, you know, his big personal jets there on the runway in LaGuardia.
Plane. Yeah.
And in the background, what's rising out of it is Rikers Prison, which is the largest prison here. But so this morning, you know, he spent last night in his penthouse, Trump Tower, right? Just 4 miles downtown, he's going to be escorted down to the courtroom. And, you know, you were mentioning there about the perp walk. Normally, right, in this scenario, you'd be handcuffed. You do that infamous perp walk. You get your mugshot taken. Again, look, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing straightforward or routine about this. And there's been so much talk about the mugshot. You know, both sides are gagging for it for completely different reasons. Will it come out? But actually here in New York, they discourage the release of mugshots. It's not the norm like it is in other states. You know, and the handcuffing, it's likely he will be spared, you know. And given the already, you know, kind of high circus nature of this, you know, I'm pretty confident that, you know, we're not actually going to be able to see a whole lot. You know, he's going to be kind of brought in the side. And again, now with this ruling that there, it won't be carried live, there is just going to be those few still shots of him, you know, probably in the hallway and in the courtroom before it all kicks off.
For such a showman, it's nearly a shame for him that he looks unlikely to get the big kind of live stream that he wanted. But what have the Republican Party and his supporters more you know, interestingly been saying about that, about all of this?
Yeah, well, it's just created this absolute groundswell of report from, like, there's been major support from, and like in the polls, he's like now double digits, pulling ahead of the other kind of, you know, touted as his rival, Governor Ron DeSantis, for the election next year. But, you know, there's only really been one or two dissenters that have kind of come out and said, look, this is, you know, from his side, this is not good, right? You know, I mean, this is historic. No former president has ever been criminally charged, but his fundraising team, Africa, have been gloating, right? They've actually come out and said they've raised $8 million since this kicked off. It's made him more popular than ever, like, you know. I mean, I've been covering Trump since before the 2016 election, the locker up days. I mean, the irony, and I just laugh so hard when I kind of look back and think to, you know, covering those rallies and going along and being, oh my goodness, this is crazy. Like, his supporters, I hadn't seen anything like this, you know, and being a journalist, allegedly a journalist joke for so many years.
For sure.
I'd never seen anything like this with, you know, the support he had and the emotions that he really raised in these people. It's just absolutely nuts. So his popularity, this is just really, you know, really helping him a lot.
Our colleagues on Morning Ireland this morning had a kind of compilation of Trump supporters in New York. I'll play this for people here. You can have a listen.
He shouldn't even be charged with a misdemeanor in this case, and they're charging him with a felony. Oh my God, they really don't like this guy. They're really afraid of him.
It stinks like a crock of hog drippings. And I've had Democrat friends of mine tell me, Democrats, like, I still hate Trump, but what they're doing to him is totally wrong.
I would take a bullet for Donald Trump, because I know that man would take a bullet for me.
Holy God. It stinks like a crock of hog drippings, Rebecca.
I know. I mean, you know, when you listen to this, it's, you know, and but again, that emotion, like, I take a bullet for this man, and that woman is absolutely deadly serious.
Yeah.
And that's what's really quite scary here, Africa. You've got this scenario where you hear these people, right? And even if we're okay with the, you know, if there's not even an insurrection in New York today or the threats of violence, the threat that Donald Trump is posing to these, you know, powerful, previously powerful institutions, like the very justice system, right? So whether he's held account or whether he's not held account enough, neither side are going to be happy, you know. And you have these, you know, any effort to hold him accountable is the quote unquote, this like weaponization of the justice system, you know, and this indictment is really making it harder to push him aside. You know, the dynamic at the minute, it's just quite worrying going forward. You know, they really believe that he's being falsely
it's unjust.
Accused.
Yeah. You were interesting what you were saying earlier about the kind of the circus atmosphere now, where Trump goes, the mob seems to follow, as you can hear from the supporters there earlier on. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams had something to say to people who may be looking to cause trouble today.
While there may be some rabble-rousers thinking about coming to our city tomorrow, our message is clear and simple. Control yourselves. New York City is our home, not a playground for your misplaced anger. And although we have no specific threats, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is known to spread misinformation and hate speech, she stated she's coming to town. While you're in town, be on your best behavior.
Rebecca, is there fears of violence there today? Because that we just heard Mayor Eric Adams, Mayor of New York City, talking about people who are coming, looking to cause trouble, the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene and those kind of people. What are local law enforcement doing to prevent anything major going down there today?
Yeah, so the past few days have been really nuts and quite intense around the place. There's so many police around, so many NYPD around. They've been putting up barriers. You know, there's a really kind of weird vibe in the air, like this, you know, this kind of anticipation of, you know, what's about to happen.
Yeah.
But the feds have come out, right, and they've said, look, there's nothing like the chatter online that was surrounding with his supporters right before January 6th
sure.
when the insurrection
yeah.
kicked off. So, you know, that's some kind of good news, right? But they're not ruling anything out. There's been some really, really awful attacks. The DA, the chap who's bringing the case, Alvin Bragg, right? He had a white powder sent to his office and death threats. You know, I think the feds seem to be now kind of more worried about individual attacks on people as opposed to like this kind of overswell of ground violence here in the city at the moment. So far, you know, Trump has been coming out asking his protesters to protest. We heard there Eric Adams, he was like, he's not here to play.
He's not.
I'm deadly serious. Like, New Yorkers were just not going to put up with your nonsense, Marjorie Taylor Greene. No, thank you. But look, you know, it's all good and well. It could still all kick off, you know.
Is she doing a rally or what's she doing?
Yeah, she is. So she's just kind of piggyback on this Republican, whatchamacallit, the little Republican supporters group here, right? Because, again, like, even with this new grand jury, it's New York. Like, every one of these grand jury members, the likelihood of them being a Trump supporter is just
low, so
minimal, you know. But anyway, yes, there's a rally due to take place at noon right by the courtroom. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, will many people show up? How that's all going to go down. But like, the police aren't playing, you know, they've been working with the Secret Service, they've been working with all the agencies for weeks in preparation for this. And you can see kind of, you know, the barriers put in place and
they're ready.
They're really not, they're not going to get caught on the hop.
Yeah.
You know, so they hope like the insurrection.
So, well, fingers crossed. Absolutely. They seem bloody ready for whatever it is that might happen today. Now, this isn't the only investigation that's happening for Trump as well. So what's the story with the other investigations happening?
No, I mean, look, buckle up, right? This is just the start. And everyone's kind of like, oh, it's so historic and it's unprecedented. It's going to be very normal in a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
This is indictment season. It's just the start. There's actually six other major investigations, Afrik, ongoing at the moment. You know, we're talking about the insurrection. The January 6th committee, they referred Trump to the Department of Justice to pursue at least three criminal charges. Mm-hmm. That was at the end of last year. There's been more and more stories coming out about the documents Trump took from the White House to Mar-a-Lago when he left office.
Yes.
All these, you know, top classified ones.
Yeah.
The Washington Post just did a story yesterday about him being caught on security footage that he had to give over, actually moving the stuff himself. You know, it's just nuts what are coming out about this. Right here in New York, you've got the Attorney General Letitia James. She is certainly not playing. She's been chasing him for a while. Mm-hmm. There's a $250 million civil suit. She's claiming Trump inflated property values to mislead banks and investors.
Yes.
You know, then there's another case in New York, the criminal tax fraud charges. The DA's office, they last year accused his payroll corp and the corporation of giving executives tax-free perks. So all this, you know, all this kind of business stuff. But his former chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, you know, pleaded guilty. That's all going on, took the fall from. And then, which is going to kick off in a few days, if E. Jean Carroll's defamation case over rape allegations.
Yes.
This dates back to the 90s. She was a former Elle magazine writer. She sued him for defamation.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2019, right, he denied her allegation that he raped her in the 90s, you know, accused her of lying to drum up sales for a book. And then the big one, the Georgia's criminal probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
I think that's my personal favourite out of all
the
of them.
Phone call.
I love that. That's my favourite one.
Absolutely. Find me the votes. I mean, he's on, you know, on the record, you know, saying we gotta make this up. You literally can't make it up. So look, it's all about to kick off. This is really just the start.
Wow.
Start of indictment season, yeah.
Indictment season, I love that. And what's the timetable for a trial? What are we looking at there?
Yeah, well, like you said, Afrik, you know, Trump is no he's no stranger to being under investigation. I mean, he's just had hundreds of lawsuits over the years. Like, he's got a really good tried and tested legal strategy. He's basically always trying to obfuscate, delay.
Yeah.
But even with the best of that, like the DA and the excuse me, the officials here, they don't want to have this hanging around. So they're going to try and, you know, get it done ASAP. But I mean, still ASAP, as soon as, you know, getting it done quickly in the judicial system. It is likely to be 2024. You know, we're looking at 9 to 12 months away.
Okay.
And then you have this crazy prospect of this trial unfolding against the backdrop of the presidential campaign. You know, again, just absolutely wild.
It's good that there's a bit going on. Like, it's rare that there be anything going on in the US, isn't it? It's nice that you get this excitement.
Absolutely.
If he is found guilty, what happens then? Like, could this actually end in him going to jail? One of these investigations.
Yeah. So in this, so the jury finds him guilty. So, you know, like, as per usual, right? It's then up to the judge to decide the sentencing.
Sure.
Now here, you know, the judge won't need to impose a prison sentence because this is going to be his first charge after all. Not only is it the first ever in history, but it's also Trump's first official criminal charge, right? There is the possibility of imposing up to 4 years. You know, he could be convicted on paper, right? He could be said, right, you're going to jail for 4 years. And what's even more crazy then is that he could actually still be elected even if he is convicted criminal. So there's nothing here that says you don't have to be a convicted. You can basically be the president even if you're a convicted criminal. Now, to be honest, it is unlikely that he'll get jail sentence, you know, but I mean he could even be acquitted, you know, like with these things, and especially when you put Trump in the mix, you know. I think you'd be a real fool to say, well, this is going to happen.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just kind of one of those wait and see scenarios.
Rebecca, it's just insane, and we are going to be talking to you, I'd say, so much over the next, as you say, 9 to 12 months, just for, because it's just the start of it's not even the end of the beginning, I'd say, with this. Rebecca O'Neill, our US correspondent live from New York, thanks so much. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.